olvidaron construir un hogar donde no queme el sol y al nacer no haya que morir. Y en la sombra mueren genios sin saber de su magia concedida sin pedirlo mucho tiempo antes de nacer. No hay camino que
what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'll be sitting with Esther Rosales. She's a licensed in marriage and family therapist from the city of San Pedro, but she has her office in the city of Montevello. What could I say about this interview, guys? It's so far, I have to say, it's one of my favorites of the year. This episode was awesome. Maybe I needed to hear some of the things that we talked about. I needed a professional's opinion, and you know, I don't know, hopefully it helps you guys as much as it helped me. Like I said, I really enjoyed the conversation. She was very easy to talk to, professional, at the same time a normal person, you know, just like you and I. On this interview, we pretty much talk about her, how she started, how she got involved with Univision, and some of the events that she takes part of. I slept on it. I should have got it earlier. Maybe if you would have known about it, you could have took advantage of all the great events that she participates in. But never too late. She's a busy woman, and I'm pretty sure she'll have many more events. But before I go any further, I just want to give a big shout out to like Yankee. That's her name on Instagram. But I just want to give a shout out because this weekend I was pretty down on myself. You know, I was like having a pity party. I was throwing myself a pity party invitation of one, and no matter what, I couldn't shake it. And then I just happened to talk to her, and she kind of helped me snap out of it. She called me salty. In her mind, I think she offended me, and she was like kind of saying like, you know, I'm sorry, but I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody that's honest with me and that calls me on my shit. You know, like, you know, I should be thankful. Like, it's almost gonna be a year, like next month, in a couple weeks actually. Like, I think in 2 weeks it's gonna be a year. Well, next week it's gonna be a year that I started doing podcasting, this podcast, and I should be thankful, man. From a nobody, I'm still a nobody, I'm aware of that, but like now I have some listeners. I know you, whoever is listening to this right now, I mean, I just want to say thank you. You know, it's not lost on me that I don't have any, like, my career, I don't have a career. I'm not in showbiz. I don't have anything that you would know me for but this podcast. And for you to keep tuning in every single week and listening to the stories of the different people that I bring on, it means a lot to me. And it's, like I said, it's not lost on me that you guys are taking time off of your schedule. Like, the last thing I want to do is bring you a dud. You know, bring somebody that I don't support, that I don't wholeheartedly believe in, you know. So I just want to thank you. You know, like, you guys are the most important thing. Like, everything else, anything else could be replaced, but you guys are what makes the podcast what it is now. You know, even though some would not be much, but to me it means a lot. You know, that's why I do all these giveaways, because it's my way to give back to you guys for just supporting me. I can't give, I mean, if I could, I would give every single one of you something, but unfortunately, I don't have the funds, you know. So the only other alternative is to do giveaways, and hopefully at least everybody wins something once, you know. That's my goal. And well, since I'm talking about a giveaway, so I just wanted to remind you that we're currently running a giveaway for two free booty boot camps with Jessica from Fitness Jess Training. The rules are simple. All you have to do is tag a friend, and both of you have to be following Fitness Jess Training and let me know, and my podcast, Let Me Know Pod, which if you're listening to right now, you probably clicked on the link and hopefully you're following me. And you will win two sessions courtesy of Fitness Jess Training, a tank top, and a free shake, a recovery shake. Like I said, all you have to do is follow us on Instagram and comment by tagging a friend on the comment section. You could participate, you could tag as many people as you want. The more people that you do put, the more chances you'll get. On Saturday, I will be pulling out the winner and announcing who won this big prize. You don't have to be, I talked to Jess and she informed me that you don't have to live in the state of California. You don't have to live in LA, San Pedro, anywhere near us. She does offer classes like video classes, I believe, and all through YouTube. So she'll send you the link and she'll give you the passcode to be able to access those workouts, two free workouts, or I don't know how she does it. If we get there, we'll get there. If somebody does win it from out of state or out of the country, if we get there, we get there. But as of right now, if you live around Wilmington, it's a great thing. You know, like I said, last week, you know, we just hit, I think, spring, and summer's just around the corner. The last thing you want to do is be caught off guard. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of people's New Year resolution is to lose weight. And I don't know if any of you guys did that. But if that was your resolution, you know, maybe it's time to start. You know, it's never too late. Never too late. And for whatever reason, maybe you're doing it because your cholesterol is high. You're in borderline diabetic and you just want to, you know, get out that risk zone. Now, this is a great opportunity to try something new. She's great. Like I said last week, she works with any fitness level. You don't have to be heavy lifting or nothing like that. So, like I said, go on my Instagram. The rules are there. That's about it, guys. This week, I didn't do anything, absolutely nothing again. All right, I'm kind of losing my job, but without losing my job, so they cut my hours like nasty, like really, really bad. So I'm trying not to go out as much as, you know, as possible. Like, I'm not eating out that much, but this week is gonna be my cheat week. So if you are a LA Galaxy fan or a soccer fan, you live in LA, this week LAFC and the LA Galaxy, it's their first home. It's Galaxy's first home game against LAFC. And my girlfriend was wonderful enough to get me tickets to go watch the very first rivalry game between the two teams. I think for the 2 weeks that I stayed home and pretty much did nothing. Well, I edited the podcast and took care of things at home. Maybe you guys saw my Tupac album, my Clock album. You know, it's been sitting there, and since we got this apartment, we haven't really decorated, so we're cleaning out stuff, getting stuff that we're gonna donate that we don't use. So that's pretty much it. But no events. Next week is the big event. Can't wait to tell you guys what happened at the LAFC game. It's Easter. I'm not a big religious person. I enjoy these religious gatherings or festivities because I get to spend it with my family. And I hardly ever see my cousins. I'm my only child. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'm my only child. So I don't have brothers or sisters. My only real family like that that I look for as my brothers and sisters are my cousins. But you know, as we grow, people start having careers. People start having kids. They start making family for themselves. And you know, like, we drift apart. But during the holidays, that's the time that we all come together, and we pretty much catch up. So I'm excited for that. Hopefully you guys are excited for that too. I don't know your situation. Maybe you could tell me what you guys are going to do for Easter, if you're doing Easter at all. All right, but before I go, I want to remind you that I'm going to be taking part of an event thrown by We the People and Steady Beats Presents Cinco de Romance. It's going down May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, in the city in Long Beach, next to the Queen Mary. There'll be live music by Very Be Careful, the Steady 45s, the Altons, Hijos del Sol, and the Pelk Chubs. It's a three-deck boat. There will be a taco bar and craft beer by Pacific Plate Brewery. This is a Brews Cruise, and you won't want to miss it. So you can get your tickets at Everbright. This is a 21 and over event because it's alcohol. It's alcohol involved. But I will be there interviewing the bands, and I will be interviewing some of the people attending. So if you're attending, I want you on the podcast. So please let me know beforehand that you will be there, so I can interview you, so we could shoot the shit, whatever, you know. This event, they're sponsoring the podcast till that date, till that event comes. So I will be talking about it. So please make sure you attend. I want to get to know you guys. I don't know, maybe we'll set a date so we all get together and we get to talk and we get to hang out, and we could maybe you guys could shoot ideas at me how I can improve the podcast. I'm always looking for newer ways and better ways to entertain you guys and to keep you guys engaged. And you know, that's why I do the giveaways. So far I have 19 ratings and 13 reviews. So the last review actually was posted on February 26th of this year. That's actually a month ago. I would like more reviews, and at least some more ratings. That wouldn't hurt. But if you're going to do that, don't be an asshole. 5 stars, please. Because, we need that high rate for us to be visible. So if you can, please go on iTunes. Leave a review. I just found out that you can't leave a review on Google Play or Google Music. I think that's where you find the podcast. And you can't. The only way you can leave a review on SoundCloud is if you comment on the actual track. The more the better. All right guys, well, I think that's gonna be it for me. Hopefully you guys enjoy the music. I would really like you guys' input, so please send me a review, send me some songs. I still want some catchphrases, so send them to me, to my DM, or email them to me. I have stickers, so please, if you want a sticker, make sure you send me a DM or email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. If you're listening to me, why not, support me a little bit more? No, it's a little selfish. Might seem a little bit selfish, but I think at the end of the day, it's not just for me. It's also for the people that come on the podcast, so their stuff could be heard. So I won't just be sitting there collecting dust. For the meantime, enjoy this song. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Hopefully you guys enjoy that intro. Hopefully I didn't ramble on like I usually do. But today I'm sitting with Esther Rosales.
Hola.
She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. But before I go any further, I'd like to start by asking, like, how's your day?
It's been amazing. Thank you. It's a beautiful day today.
Yeah. So, like, what did your day consist of today?
You know, I had an early morning this morning.
Okay.
After very few hours of sleep. I facilitated a women's group in LA, and so I had that last night.
Oh, okay. How was that?
It was great. It's great. It's really empowering women to take care of themselves and be equipped to raise healthy families.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
So how long have you been a therapist?
So I've been a therapist for 10 years.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes, 10 good years.
So how, like, what got you into, like, going into, like, being a therapist?
Yeah, so I love that question because honestly, I was guided to it. Okay. I never said, oh, I want to be a therapist or, you know, I really was going to be a celebrity.
What? What kind of celebrity?
I don't know. When I was young, I always said I was going to, you know, be a famous singer. Uh-huh. I can't sing.
Oh, okay.
Completely tone deaf.
I mean, well, there's auto-tune. So, yeah, I mean,
right now there
people,
is.
People have been successful. You know, yes. They don't know how to sing either.
Yes,
somehow
yes.
They're, you know, they're famous.
They did it. Yeah. You know, I actually got my bachelor's degree in film. In documentary making.
Okay.
And I did a 2-year research project in Central California, so like Greenfield, Castroville, Hollister area on teen pregnancy. And it was funded by the Monterey Herald, which is a newspaper in Monterey Bay. And then it was featured on PBS for a few years after I did the documentary.
Oh, cool.
And that was my first exposure really to interacting with anything related to mental health.
Uh-huh.
And so I followed around 14 moms. For about
14 or 14?
Four individual moms who were teens.
Okay,
Thank you for clarifying. And, you know, just hearing their stories, and I followed them for hours. I think for each girl, we had over 60 hours of B-roll.
Wow.
For each of them. And so just really kind of learning how their life was impacted and how they ended up being 13, 14, 15 teen moms.
So you're like documenting people, like, teenagers' lives before, like, 16 and pregnant, pretty much.
Yes. So actually, that's the platform of 16 and pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they based it off
teen
of your
mom. Or teen mom.
Okay.
More teen mom. Yeah. Okay. It's the exact same. You know, it's so interesting because you watch my intro to my documentary, uh-huh. And it's very similar to teen mom. When you're in school, though, everything you create in school is property of the university.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's not your own content. I wouldn't change it, though. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience. And so I thought that's what I was going to get into. And then I came back to San Pedro, to the YWCA, and I started working with the teen program. And then again, you know, just continue to get exposure to young girls and young women. And I loved it. I just have this gift to be able to empower. And, you know, what I always tell people is I'm just a vessel. It is not me. It is not me. I'm just a vessel carrying the message. And I just am able to provide what women specifically need to hear.
So, I don't know if I already, like, addressed this, but, like, what's the population that you work with?
Yeah, you didn't.
Okay.
So, I work with individuals, families, couples. Yeah, so I do, I work with children. My youngest right now is 7. Okay. And then my oldest is 58.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So I with the broad range of it for individual therapy and then for couples and family. Aside from that, I do a lot of workshops.
Okay.
And all of them have been targeted for women.
Okay.
In the age range of 18 to, in their 50s.
Okay.
And, you know, it's really about helping women unravel the beauty within and just helping them find who they are. A few years ago, I started a campaign called Project Love Me. Mm-hmm. And the idea was that we're architects of our own life. Like, yeah, we're born with blueprints, right? I get this from my abuelita, this from my tia, this from my dad, this from, you know, whomever. But at the end of the day, we're the architects of our own life. And we get to create whatever we want. So just because we were given this trait or this personality characteristic doesn't mean that that's what we are stuck with. You know, like, our circumstances don't define us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a long ride with that, about 2 years, doing that Project Love Me campaign. And again, it was just about being the architect of your own life. And then I just launched into just me, Esther Rosales. And I still facilitate a lot of groups. I do it in the community, universities. I work with sororities. Just all of, television, radio. Yeah. A lot of different platforms.
I saw that, like, going, like, stalking. Is this stalking you? I was like, man, she's busy. Yes, she's very busy. Yes. So, like, was this always, like, this population, was this always the goal, like, to, like, work with them?
Again, there's no goal.
No? Oh, okay.
I hope you're okay with this. It's all divine intervention.
Okay.
I have this amazing team of spirits and angels that just guide me where I need to be. And so when I do my workshops, I always tell them, and even when I see my clients and they're like, oh my gosh, because of you, I this, or because of you, I that. And I remind them, it's absolutely not because of me. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm just the vessel carrying whatever message you need to hear.
And like, why therapy? Because I mean, like, if it's spiritual, I feel like you could kind of go into the, like, the inspirational speaker route.
Yes.
You know, instead of going to therapy, you can kind of, like, inspire people. Like, pretty much what you're doing now. Yes. But, like, why did you choose to go get an education in all this, you know?
Thank you. Yes, yes. So, well, I went to undergrad because I just, you know, my parents, I grew up with, so I have 7 siblings.
Uh-huh.
And my mom and my dad, and they're house cleaners. And, uh-huh, you know, they clean houses in the Palos Verdes.
Uh-huh.
And so everything that the kids were doing of the houses my parents clean, we were doing.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's like AYSO soccer, SATs, ACTs, like whatever those kids were doing, uh-huh, my parents made sure that we were doing that too. Oh,
that's
so
great.
There was just no question about whether I was going to go to college,
yeah,
or not.
Yeah.
So that's why I went to school. I didn't know what I was going to study.
Uh-huh.
I actually went in thinking I was going to do law, but then they didn't have that program in my school. And then one of my now mentors invited me, or encouraged me, to take a TV class, mm-hmm, a television production class. And I took that. And then that's just where it all just, you know,
like production went to from be there. Behind the camera?
Behind the camera.
Oh, okay.
Behind the camera. And that's how I got into the documentary.
Oh, okay.
And so, again, the whole therapy thing just came, you know? And so I love therapy. I love, love, love therapy. I love doing it. And all this other public speaking stuff, has just come from that.
Oh.
So I don't know that I could have been a speaker without having the education and the stories and the experiences, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that's great. I mean, your parents pretty much, they're seeing pretty much successful people, you
yes.
know, like they're working for, like, I mean, I don't know, they're
incredibly wealthy people.
Yeah, wealthy people. Yes. So they're seeing, like, wow, I mean, like, every parent, they want their children to be wealthy, you
yes.
know, or, like, to have a better life than
yes.
they did. So, I mean, that was a great example. Like, well, if it's good enough for them, then it's going to be good enough for us.
Absolutely.
And you better do it, you know?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I remember I just saw a meme that one of my siblings said that said, you know, Mexican parents don't believe in spring break.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that, too.
I loved it. And it made me laugh so much because it's true. It's spring break was, te vas a trabajar. You know, yeah. You take care of the kids.
Yeah,
it's
better
not,
clean the house.
Yes,
yeah.
It's not spring break.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I grew up cleaning houses with my parents. And so it's like sweats and t-shirts,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so the only place that I ever saw people dressed up was at the bank.
Okay.
When my parents would go and deposit the money. Mm. And I remember always saying, I want to work at the bank because I want to look pretty.
Yeah.
I want to wear stockings, you know, and I want to wear dresses and high heels. And I didn't become a bank teller.
Yeah. I mean, actually,
I
like,
still get to wear my dresses and heels all the time.
Yeah, today, that's what I was thinking about. Like, man, like, I should probably leave my job. Like, I should work for a bank. I look good on a suit. I look nice when I actually try looking good.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So, like, are you trained in the EBPS? Like, I think it's called the evidence-based practices. Yeah.
Yes. So, there's several of them.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I am trained in a couple. Cognitive behavioral therapy is the most common.
Uh-huh.
And that's really where you're just trying to shift the mindset of your client into, you know, instead of always thinking, you know, catastrophe,
mm-hmm.
just kind of shifting it into more positive and doing a lot of problem solving.
Does yes. it feel like I'm jumping from topic to topic? Mm-hmm. I'm not really like digging in too deep, like,
yeah, but it's okay because we're gonna be able to get to, all
right, cool.
To,
I mean,
something. It's
I have faith that you'll take that,
yes,
out, you know,
I will.
You'll drain it out of me somehow,
yes.
You know, you'll pretty much talk your way,
yes.
So, like, do you own your own practice or
yes,
yeah?
So, this is, you know, this, I mean, talk about inspiration. I didn't see it then, mm-hmm. So I've always worked for either nonprofits. Most recently, I was working for a hospital, and I've had great positions where I got paid relatively well, but I wasn't doing anything.
Okay.
You know, I was just, you know, supervising staff, but I wasn't doing me. I wasn't doing what, like, lit a fire in me. And so one of my big things is, like, you know, it's important for me for people to love their jobs, because we spend the greater part of our day in our job.
Yeah.
And so if we don't love it, that means we're not enjoying a greater part of our day.
Okay.
And so I ended up taking a 50-day trip to Mexico last year. And while I was gone, they decided to not approve my travel. And so I either had to come back or it was going to be job abandonment.
Oh, wow.
And I decided, well, I'll just resign.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to come back. And I guess so I kept on the trip and I came back and I was like, oh my, what do I do now?
Uh-huh.
Right? And so I've always wanted to do private practice part-time because I love having coworkers. And when you have private practice, you don't have coworkers. It's just you. And so slowly, you know, I started doing it in October, started seeing clients. So I do walk therapy at the beach with clients.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. I do that. And then, so that kind of started picking up. And then I got a great contract with another hospital. And so they refer clients to me. And so, yeah, in 6 months, I just recently opened my own office. I'm in a wellness center, but it's my office. It's beautiful. So, yes, I do have my private practice.
And where is this located?
It's in Montebello.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Montebello. And I service clients from everywhere. It's been so incredible. So I do get referrals from the hospital that I'm contracted with. All of my clients have been word of mouth, or they see my stuff on Instagram, or, you know, I also do, I correspond for Univision, for Primera Hora, the news station, news program. And I have two. I have one who comes from San Bernardino, because she'd heard of me before, but when she saw me on television, it just solidified for her, like, this is who I need
to
see.
It's like a sign, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and it's interesting because I always say, it's fun. I love doing what I do with Univision, but that's just what it is, fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because now that people see me on it, it's like, I'm a better therapist.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you know, I'm more legitimate.
Well, I mean, Univision is like that stamp of approval,
oh,
right there.
Yeah.
You know, like,
absolutely.
It's, I mean, that Univision is worldwide. You know,
absolutely.
Like, now that we have the internet, anybody with the Wi-Fi or just internet, they could get it. So, yeah, I mean, that was a big move, right there.
Yes, yes, yeah. I love it. Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, that's pretty much. I mean, those were the posts that when you were doing the, I think, Valentine's Day. That's when I started following you. I was like, oh, cool. I'm like, and then I seen that I put out, like, do you want a sticker? Who wants a sticker? Like, I want a sticker.
Yes.
I'm like, for real? Do you want a sticker? You know, like, would you want to come on? And you're like, yeah, I would love to come on. So that's how it happened, guys.
Yes, yes.
All from a sticker.
Yes.
But she doesn't know that I have no more stickers. Nah, I'm just playing.
This is over.
So what schools did you attend? Like, you're native to, I didn't even address that. You're from San Pedro, right?
I'm from San Pedro. Yeah. Yes. So I was born in Durango in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
I was brought here when I was a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I went to Barton Hill Elementary for 2 years. Then I did 15th Street School. And then I did Dana, 7th through 9th grade. And then I did Pedro, 10th through 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then that's back when there was only one high school. Apparently, there's like four now.
In San Pedro?
In San Pedro.
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm from Wilmington.
Yes. Weed meadow here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, still, I got love for San Pedro.
Yeah, you're living in Pedro now.
Yeah, I live in San Pedro now. I have no choice, you know. I mean, it's all good. Like, I never really cared about the whole rivalry thing.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I went to, right here in Cabrillo, I went to elementary there.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, a couple blocks from here.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm okay with San Pedro. I don't really care.
Yeah, I love it here. I really do. And I'm in downtown a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot, both personally and professionally. But I love coming back home. It's just, I mean, the port is beautiful. I mean, Cabrillo isn't the best, but it's a beach and you can hang out there, you know, go for walks, or, you know, I like to go jog down there. I love Pedro. I really do.
So, like, your clients, when you take them to, like you said you do beach therapy, is that where you take them to, Cabrillo Beach? Oh.
I do Manhattan Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so actually all my walking clients, most are from Manhattan Beach. All or right. I have people from LA who come and meet me there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what, did they just call you like, I want to go for a walk, come with me, I need to talk, and then that's it?
Yeah, I mean, so I do a free phone consultation with anybody who reaches out to me. Uh-huh. And I'm really accessible, really, really accessible. You just send me an email and I said, hey, what works for you, give me your phone number, and then I call you.
Yeah.
And it really is about what's going to work for you. You know, is doing therapy in your house going to work? I try not to do that, but sometimes that's what works for people, right? And so they have the option of going to my office in Montebello, or I actually see two women at a park in Gardena.
Okay.
So where their kids are playing, are practicing soccer, their moms are, you know, doing
they're
therapy.
Walking with you. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and they're walking with
me. I mean, that's awesome for you. Like, you get to work and at the same time you get a workout in.
Yes.
That's awesome, man.
Yes, I love
I'm going to start doing podcasting walking too.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
You know, just talking about exercise, and people laugh at me when I say this, because I can see anywhere from 3 to 7 clients in one day, right? And that, it's just sitting.
Yeah.
And so I tell my clients, I tell my friends, I'm like, yep, between every client, I either do 10 squats or 10 lunges.
Oh, okay.
Have to keep it moving, keeps you healthy.
Yeah, great advice, guys. Yeah. That's great advice. Do some push-ups, pull-ups. You know, like, it's always time to put in the work.
Yes,
in, you know?
Yes.
So, like, I don't know, personally, like, I went to Wilmington, so I know what the, like, going, like, getting higher education, the feeling, or, like, pretty much the feeling, or, like, my experience. But what was your experience, like, from going to, like, Pedro, and then, like, did you attend community college? Did you do that, or you just went straight?
No, I went straight to Monterey Bay, to Cal State Monterey Bay. Yeah, I went straight. I had a great, great college counselor at San Pedro High. And yeah, so I went straight there, and I didn't know what to expect. I remember my dad took me to go sign the papers a week before school was going to start. And then my mom, my dad, and I drove the big family van up there, and they dropped me off. Uh-huh. And I didn't know what to expect. I remember my roommate didn't show up, so I was by myself, and I was devastated.
What?
But, you know, I'm the oldest of 8, so I'm not used to being by myself.
Okay.
It was so hard.
I would think you'd probably want to be by yourself. No. You're always cramped, like, with your family.
No.
I mean, especially after that ride he took. Yeah. I mean, in the van, kind of, I feel you probably were cramped with all your stuff in there.
Yeah, no. And, you know, and it was an old van. I was so worried when they were driving back, because I think it, like, stopped on them a few times. Uh-huh. My mom gets car sick really easy. So apparently my dad had to pull over several times. Mm. I loved it. I loved it. It was a perfect choice for me. And I remember my siblings, when they would go and visit me, they would say, you know, oh, I want to go to Monterey Bay too. I want to go to Monterey Bay too. And my big thing was, no, I want you to go someplace better.
Okay.
You know, like, I came here, you need to go to someplace better. And so, yeah, now at my house, we have alumni from Northridge. I have a brother who went to Chico, UCLA, Dominguez Hills, Stanislaus. I mean, we're kind of all over the map. It's been cool.
And your license, where did you get that?
Yeah, so to be a licensed marriage and family therapist, you have to do the master's program. So I did that at USC through the Rossier School of Education. And then you do 2,500 hours of service. Mm. So kind of like your residency as a doctor. Mm-hmm. And then you take your state board exam.
So it's pretty much what you already do, just not paid or...
Yeah, I was incredibly blessed. Okay. I actually was paid for every hour of practicum. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was. Yeah. It's almost unheard of. Uh-huh. And then I got hired by the agency who I was doing my hours with afterwards. So I worked full time and I went to school full time. So I applied to two schools. I applied to Loyola Marymount, and they had an art therapy program. And
is that the one here in San Pedro or close by?
No, so that's Marymount.
Oh, okay.
That's another college. No, Loyola Marymount is out in West LA.
Oh,
no, it's...
I don't know.
No, it's not West LA. But it's in LA. Anyhow, so they were the first school that I applied to from high school.
Oh.
Because I wanted to go there for undergrad. And I actually got an interview because one of my mentors was an alumni from there. And it was the very first letter of rejection that I got.
Wow.
Yeah. So I always had this little thing that I'm like, I'm going to get to that school. That school. And I ended up getting accepted to both, to Loyola and to USC. And I remember thinking, oh my God, what do I do? And actually, I was driving to a track meet at San Pedro High for my brothers. And when I got the call from USC, and by this time, I'd already known that I got into LMU. And I remember thinking, oh my, what do I do? So I asked my parents, I'm like, what do you guys think? And they both immediately were like, USC.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the American dream. UCLA,
yeah.
USC is where you go. So I don't regret it. I'm glad that I did it.
So how was the, like, I already forgot the name of your, like, I know it's the name of a cheese. Monterey, right?
Monterey Bay.
Yes. So how was it, like, the experience over there and then coming closer to home and going to USC? Like,
yeah.
What was the experience like?
It was incredible because I will tell you, I realized, I don't like to say this, but I realized that I was maybe like in a bubble, kind of sheltered growing up. I was involved a lot. I did a lot of volunteer work. A lot of stuff at church, but it was different. I mean, all of a sudden when I went to Monterey, I wasn't Mexican enough and I didn't even understand what that was. I remember the first time somebody called me a coconut. I was like, what the hell is that?
Like you're brown outside and then white in the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I no idea what that was.
Like maybe whitewashed, I guess that's like.
Yeah, and I very much dislike that term.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I wasn't Mexican enough and I didn't understand it. And so that kind of took some adjusting, just finding friends. And then I met a girl in the hall and she became, and it still is one of my best friends, and ended up rooming with her. And actually after I graduated, because I was a year ahead of her, I lived in her house in Greenfield with her parents.
Cool.
For almost a year while I worked for the United Farm Workers. It was a different experience. I mean, you know, you have friends from every financial, socioeconomic status. You know, I had friends who were really wealthy and incredible houses. And then I had friends who, you know, who weren't. And then I realized, like, oh, I'm somewhere in between.
Mm.
You know, it was a great experience. I was very involved in school, so I got to travel a lot. I got to go to Alaska and see real snow for the first time.
So you never went to the Big Bear here or Mammoth? Or I don't know, but Mammoth, I don't know about the history.
Yeah.
But I know, like, Big Bear is, like...
Yeah, it's like close to here.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not before then. No, I don't think I'd seen snow before before going to Alaska.
Oh.
No, yeah. And so, again, I got to travel a lot through school, just being involved. And that's what, you know, when I do career days and I work with teens, I always tell them, I'm like, get involved in everything.
Yeah.
I don't care what your motivation is.
Yeah.
I remember I started the group Mecha, Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán, at Pedro. Like, I started that club there years ago when I was in high school. And I remember it was because I went to some event at UCLA and there was this incredibly good looking guy.
Oh, okay.
And he was the one who's going to help students, high school students, start their clubs in their school. So I was like, sign me up.
I actually interviewed somebody that they're he's the president of Mecha at Harvard College.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's cool.
That's so cool. Yeah. So I always tell people, whatever your motivation is, if it's a cute guy, that's your motivation, but that's not what's going to keep you. You know, you end up finding your passion.
I mean, that's how I graduated, people, where it's like, I went for the girls, but I stayed
because
I'm not going to waste my time, you know, like, I might as well learn something, you know. I can't pass on my good looks forever, you know.
There you go. You know, so I always just tell people, find something that motivates you, something that, like, helps you wake up in the morning and want to go and do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's your, I heard you have, like, an approach to relationship and personal development. So, like, what's your special approach? I heard
that's funny. Actually, they just sent me my bio, and she refers, the woman who helped me write it refers to, it's like, her fun and sassy approach to being in a relationship.
That caught my attention. I was like, well, what's this approach?
Oh, so you read the bio?
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, it just, I think it's just people take themselves way too serious.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is just about enjoying the moment, you know, and just knowing who you are. And so a lot of the work that I do is, again, in helping the individual identify who they are on their own, mm-hmm. and then who they are in a relationship and with their family, right? And so one of the examples that I tell people is, and do you drink coffee?
No.
Okay, neither do I, but here's the example. Coffee is water and beans, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's what makes the coffee, right? But they have whipped cream, creamer, syrup, sugar, like all this that just makes it that much better. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my take home message always in relationships is you have to be coffee all on your own, disregarding the situation. Yes, like having a partner makes you happy and it, you know, motivates you and, you know, you feel like it completes you, but it doesn't. It just makes you better. So that when that person is no longer there in your life, like a breakup or, you know, they passed away or it just didn't work out, you're still that coffee. Mm-hmm. You're still that solid cup of coffee. You know, it, everything that you add on to it just makes it better, but it doesn't take it away from it being coffee.
I hope somebody needed to hear that.
Yeah.
They're going through something right now. Like, man, should I leave this guy? There you go. Remember, you're coffee, you're brown, you're dark, and you're hot. You don't need creamer in your life.
What?
You don't need that creamer.
That was not. I had never heard of that. Yeah, you're hot. You're hot.
Yeah, whatever mean you could be whatever kind of bean you want.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, whatever message.
Yeah. However fancy you could come from, like the bean of a bat's poop, whatever, man. You don't need that creamer in your life. Tell them you're the creamer. I don't need you.
No,
I go to Food for Less and I'll buy more creamer like that.
Well, you know, and the thing is, like, no, you don't need it, but it makes you better.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one of the, you know, people ask me what's one of your, you know, personal biggest mistakes in relationships. And I remember I was in a relationship and it still makes me feel so bad that I remember I used to tell him, I don't need you. I want you.
Yeah.
And that's so hurtful. And that's just, you know, because at the end of the day, it's not about needing them. Mm-hmm. But you don't say things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I've done that too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And I've had some, like, I feel like that attitude kind of like already puts you in the bad, like a bad situation, like with your partner. Because they think that, well, you know what, like, I mean, like, I feel I need this person. Like, this person doesn't need me, then why am I even here, you know? Like, they're, like, kind of like the feeling isn't mutual type of thing.
Right.
Damn, guys. Yeah. Man, we're learning today.
Yes.
Learning.
You know, and another thing that I also, you know, I guess, again, going back into, like, my approach with relationships is, you know, everyone says, well, I don't want somebody with a lot of baggage. You know, I hate to refer to it as baggage because what's baggage is bags that you're lugging, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And no, it's people with experiences. You know, it's not baggage. Yes,
right.
It's experiences. Yeah. And I, you know, and I always, ironically enough, I'm wearing ripped jeans, but I always say, I'm like, every experience is like, you know, you have a pair of jeans, the more you wear it, the more comfortable it gets, right?
True.
But then shit happens. You know, and so every rip in your jean just kind of gives you character, right?
It's like every scar in your face or in your body, you know?
Absolutely, you know, and I don't look at it as, you know, oh, well, you know, if one man cheated on me, every man is going to cheat on me. Because mm-hmm. that just means that I'm cutting myself short from possibly meeting the amazing man.
Yeah.
And so this is what I always tell my clients. It's like, just because one person did this to you, forgive them, forgive yourself for being in the situation and, you know, move on, learn from that experience. Because if we get stuck on it, we don't move forward.
True, that's true.
You know, we don't.
Maybe you will want to use this one too. Like, if you don't have any ripped jeans or any scars, it just means that you didn't have a adventurous life. You know, like
I doubt there's anybody who doesn't have, you know, a couple of tears in their jeans.
I'm the reason a lot of people have, you know. I'm sorry, but at the same thing. Like, I believe in karma, so whatever you put out, you'll receive.
Absolutely.
So, like, I've been hurt because I feel like I hurt people, and I shouldn't have, and I was aware that I was hurting them. And then I, like, somebody reciprocated that, maybe not on purpose or it wasn't the ideal.
It's life. It's, you know, it's the law of attraction. What you put out is what you're gonna receive.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny because I've always, you know, you grow up knowing about karma, and just it was recently that I realized, ooh, I think this is payback for everything I've done.
Yeah.
And But just be, so I was able to identify that, and then I was able to move forward from that. Like, yes, it perhaps is karma, if you want to believe that that's what it was. But does that mean that I need to stay in this situation? Like, we're the ones who decide how much we want to keep paying back.
True.
Right? But people get just stuck on the idea of what is or what should have been, rather than just, you know, dealing with it and moving on. And honestly, the core of a lot of this is forgiveness.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you gotta forgive yourself. Yeah, true.
Forgive yourself and forgive them.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean pick up the phone and call them. Absolutely not. It says, it just means, you know, whatever your form of prayer is, whatever it is, it's just, you know, I forgive you for what you did. And I'm no longer gonna carry that.
And that's great. Hopefully somebody needed to hear that. Yes. And able to put that into, like, you know, a fruition, I guess that's the word.
Yes,
damn,
yes.
I gotta put my big words out, you know, like, I'm like an educated person, you know. So, like, what are some of the therapeutic services you offer?
Okay, so individual therapy, couples and family, and those are the services.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you spoke about some of the workshops. So, like, let's talk about some of them, right?
Yes.
So, there's our Mujeres series. Like, tell me about Mujeres.
It's motivating, unique, joyful, enriched relationships. And this is a 4-week series, and it's two hours each session. And again, it's developing a healthy relationship with yourself, developing a healthy relationship with your partner, a healthy relationship with your family. We go over birth order, and then a healthy relationship with other women. You know, especially as Latinas, unfortunately, instead of pushing each other, you know, to continue on and, you know, pulling each other up, we tend to be kind of competitive. And so just really trying to break that mold and break that cycle and really help each other out. There was an article in Forbes a few years ago that said that women are more likely to hire a male for higher positions in a company. Men are more likely to hire other men for higher positions in a company. So who's hiring the women?
Yeah, I don't know. Me? I don't have a business, but hopefully. I don't know.
Right. So it's just really cultivating that you know, this idea of sisterhood and really helping each other out.
Right. And then, is this like group or is this individual?
No, this is group. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's it's done in a group, and I do it in different platforms.
And, like, I mean, I feel like that's a good way to man, I always forget this word. But when you talk to people and you interact, like,
communicate.
No, it's a fancy word. Like, you go to events to do this.
Network.
See, I always forget that word. I think of electricity for some reason.
Electricity.
Yeah, network. No, I mean, maybe Wi-Fi. That's why, because network, like, or cell phones. Okay. I'm gonna think of cell phones that way, like, or
what's your
whatever. Yeah, I mean, I feel that's probably gonna work for me.
Okay, whatever works.
Yeah. So, also another workshop that you do is I Am Me, right?
Yes.
So what's that?
The I Am Me is who are you before anything else, you know? And we do this amazing activity where, you know, you look in the mirror and I am me, I am strong, I am beautiful, I deserve to be respected, you know, and just really believing that. And you'd be surprised, the first time that the women say this, a lot of them cry, a lot of them just kind of half-ass say it because they don't believe it. And by the end of the session, it's, they believe it, and, you know, or at least that's the goal, that they're going to believe it and really live by that motto. And it's really, again, about forgiving yourself and accepting yourself for, you know, whatever reckless behavior you had. It's just, you know, connecting and not letting social media, other people influence or impact who you truly are at the core.
Yeah, because those likes don't mean anything, guys.
They don't. Honestly.
They don't mean anything.
There's so, you know, it's so funny because I have a good amount of followers, you know. You know, and so now Instagram starts telling you how many people visited your site within, like, so many days.
Yeah.
And in a day, I'll get, like, 300, like, visits on my site and 50 likes. Right?
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Yeah, you know, or I'll post a video or something and it'll have, like, 700 views.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, 40 likes. And you know,
yeah, likes don't mean anything the real world. No. It just makes your ego. It just feeds the ego, but in the real, like, doesn't.
And on that note, you know, there was this great study that talked about people who check their phone within 10 minutes of falling asleep have increased anxiety and restless sleep.
Yeah, I feel like now with the podcast, I feel like that's me. Yeah. I could sleep. Trust me, like, I don't have a problem sleeping, but. Probably one of those people.
See, no, I mean, your phone.
I check it just to see, because I want to be influenced. Nah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I take it like to heart. Like, I want the people I have on to succeed.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure they're being seen. You know. Yeah. So like, I take that like I don't know. Like, I take it upon myself. Like, I got promoted. Yes. So like, if something's not like. Up to par, I gotta, you know, what could I do? And I think about it, and that's not a way to live, guys. Don't be like me. Live your lives. Don't take you go to a concert, a live event. Don't be taking pictures. Like, enjoy the moment. It's all about the moment. Be present.
Yeah, people always ask, like, hey, why don't you post more? I never have my phone out, honestly. Uh-huh. And when I do, it's on silent. Like, it will never vibrate. It won't light up. It won't ring. My phone is always on silent. So I have control when I look at my phone.
Dang,
the
good.
Messages don't control me.
That's good. Right? That's good.
There are times when I look at my phone, I'm like, 45 messages. Ooh. You know? Mostly because I have seven siblings.
Oh, okay. All right.
It doesn't take that many. You know, but it's just, you know, just not taking yourself too serious. Mm-hmm. Just do what you do and enjoy it. You know, I'm always living the moment. Like, you know, I try to find pictures of friends, you know, that we've taken, and I can't find them because we're so busy enjoying that moment.
Actually, well, this must be like a common theme, because like I mentioned to you, like, I interviewed a therapist also, like, that pretty much is in the same field.
Okay.
And like, she doesn't have no social media. And she has the same like mentality, like, man, like, I just want to enjoy my life. I don't want to be on my phone. Like, she sees her friends and they're always taking pictures and let's stop to take a selfie. She's like, man, like, I just want to enjoy myself. I want to enjoy what's happening, like, right now. Like, I could capture, like, I'll capture it in my mind. And if it's important, I'll retain the memory. But if not, I'll forget it. And if it's, like, I'm good with it. Yeah. So,
you know, and it's funny because I just had this conversation with someone the other day. And I sent him a message. I'm like, look, I'm busy. I said, so I can go 4 hours without replying to you. And it's not because I don't want to. It's just I don't have time. So you'll just get bombarded with like 20 messages from me, you know, with whatever I need to tell you. So it's you know, that's because I'm living in the moment. You know, it's like
I tend to do that too. Like, I have multiple conversations in one text with one person. Like, I ask them this and ask them that. And then so like, that's the beauty about texting, though. That's what I love. You could have a lot of conversations all at once with one person.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets confusing, but that's part of the fun.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, for people who are close to me, and these are the only, you have to be in my close circle, I will say, like, hey, remind me to tell you about whatever. Because I don't want to forget. But it's not like we're not going to have a text conversation. So I always do that to people who are close to me. It's like, okay, remind me to tell you about this. Uh-huh. And so next time we talk, like, they're like, oh, hey, by the way, you asked me to remind you about that.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good way to communicate.
That's good. That's good. So keeping on with the workshop. Yes. So what's love, lust, and sex? That one seems interesting.
Yes. Love, lust, and sex. And that's one of my favorite ones. Because we're in this era of, you know, the whole friends with benefits, you know, the, you know, booty calls, the, you know, just kind of like more like passe, very free life, love life. And so it's just really breaking it down. Like, what's love? What's lust? You know, what's sex? And, you know, who do you do what with?
Mm-hmm.
When do you decide who you do what with? And, you know, one of the biggest things that comes up is like, you know, well, you know, I did the walk of shame, and I'm like, what the hell is the walk of shame? You know, it's a walk of experience. You went there because you wanted, you had a good time, you leave in the morning because you're done. It's a walk of experience.
if it was done right, you shouldn't have any shame, first of all.
You know, but even if it wasn't, you know, even if it wasn't the best, you know, and you have that experience.
Yeah. Now you know not to go back.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and it's, you know, the whole idea of being friends with benefits absolutely doesn't work. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's fun, and it's less responsibility than having a relationship, but it doesn't work for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just really helping women and men come to what is comfortable for them, mm-hmm. and not be there just because someone is giving you something. And a lot of times we get caught up with allowing the minimum, mm-hmm. just to have that person around us.
That's true.
And what it does is it really, you know, it pulls on our self-esteem. It does.
I feel like it probably has to do with, like, you're missing something in your life, mm-hmm. and that other person, like, maybe you think they're able to provide it, or they showed you that they might, mm-hmm. but it's not, like, really, like, it's not for reals, for real. Mm-hmm. So I feel that's where that comes from, you know?
Well, it comes from insecurities, for sure. It comes from insecurities, and, you know, also, you hit it right on the nail. There's a void, and that's where infidelities come mm-hmm. from as well. You know, it's not because they saw somebody who was hotter than you did. It's just that person provided something that you weren't able to emotionally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them are just sexual, but for the most part, when someone steps out of a relationship, it's because there's something that's already not working out. Mm. You know, and a lot of people say, you know, it came out of the blue. It was so unexpected. Was it really? If you sit down and think about it,
yeah.
it wasn't. There was a way leading up to it, you mm-hmm. know, and it's just once you found out, it's like, oh, the blindfold is off. But there was stuff that were, you know, things weren't connecting for a while before that happened.
So, like, on your workshops, do you address that? Like,
absolutely.
Like, do you, like, talk about, like, a constructive way to pretty much address those issues? Like, to tell her or tell him, like, you know, like, I feel like I'm missing this from, like, our relationship.
But what you don't say often ends up being the most hurtful.
True. Yeah.
Right? And so, yes, saying something like, hey, I'm feeling that neglected in this area, or I'm feeling that I need a little more here. Yeah, it might bring up an argument, but at the end, it'll be a lot better. And, you know, again, they might be hurtful, but they get you to where you need to be. That's right? True. And so a lot of times, you know, I'm not going to say this, or I'm not going to say that. So then we're confiding in somebody else. So that's where those emotional attraction starts to happen. And so, yeah, we address infidelity. We address, like, you know, can you work through infidelity? Some people say absolutely not. Some people absolutely believe you can. It's just really such a personal thing, and you don't know it until you've gone through it.
So do you believe, like, love, like, is it, like, do you believe it exists, or is it, you feel it's just a chemical reaction and all that? Are you, like, the scientific person, or are you the emotional person that, oh, man, like, I don't know. I'll let you answer.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I asked the question right.
I love absolutely exists.
Okay.
Absolutely exists. I believe you can love more than once. Absolutely believe that. I know for me, there's, I've had two serious relationships and truly, truly in love with just one. Mm-hmm. The other, I think we met when we were really young, and we just kind of had a loving relationship, but it was in love. Mm-hmm. The other one was love, for me, at least. And it was for him, too.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I know, or anything like that. I'm like, when is this going to be released?
Yeah. Oh, I could cut it. You know, I could cut it. Oh, just don't tell the person, like, about
don't
this.
Don't tell them about the podcast, right? I did. What'd you do today? Oh, remember that podcast I told you I was doing? I didn't do it after.
It got canceled. You know, like, he had food poisoning. You can make something move. I don't care.
You know, but, you know, love absolutely exists. And mm-hmm. I think it exists in different levels, in different ways, and in different stages of your life.
Yeah.
Right? Again, I had a relationship when I was really young that lasted, you know, through my mid-20s. It lasted through my mid-20s and ended in my early 30s. And I can't say that was love. Mm-hmm. I really can't. You know, then there were relationships that came after that I can honestly say that was love. Mm-hmm. It was experienced on such a different level. And just, you know, just more mindful, more aware of what was going on, and just, I was even more open to it. And I think that's what it is. Everybody has their own definition of love, mm-hmm. which I love, mm-hmm. You know. And, you know, another thing is, like, you know, everyone says, like, oh, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic, you know, and that's already negative on it. You know, you want to be a hopeful romantic, right? Yeah. You don't want to be a hopeless romantic, yeah. because you want to believe that it exists.
Yeah, yeah. If that could happen to you, that you could reciprocate it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it doesn't matter if you're single or married, or, you know, in between relationships or trying to figure things out. As long as you're happy with yourself, mm-hmm. that's the key. You know, and when I do my workshops for women, I, you know, everybody believes, like, I'm making this list of, you know, the top five things that I want to find in a man or in a woman, right? Mm-hmm. And so I have them do this. And so then I have them look through this list and I said, how many of those can you give?
Exactly what you just did, right?
Yeah. They're like, right? And so how can we ask for something that we're not really, that we can't reciprocate,
right?
So it's like, if I'm looking for, you know, someone who's making $100,000, I better be at that same bracket.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if I want somebody who, you know, doesn't have children, then, you know, I need to, and if I do, like, I don't have children, but if I did, you know, if I did have children, but I was looking for somebody who didn't, I'd have to, like, really look deep inside of me, and is that realistic?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So just, you know, whatever it is, you know, I want somebody who's religious. Well, am I religious?
That's true.
Right.
Are you spiritual? I'm not religious. I'm right. Spiritual.
Right. You know, yeah. Whatever it is, you know, yeah.
So, okay. So, I mean, staying in that topic, how does one find, like, how does one build a strong foundation of love? You know?
Yeah. Trust, forgiveness. You know, I do this really cool activity that's called Foundation of Love. Mm-hmm. And what you do is, again, you're the architect. So you draw a house. And you have the roof, and it's a two-part roof, and then you have a door, and then you have four pillars, right? Because ideally, four pillars hold the building. Wall. Yeah, and so each of those represents a value that you want in a relationship. So what's the first thing? So it's the foundation is love, whatever your definition of love is, mm-hmm. right? What's the first thing that you need in a relationship once you've established whatever your love is?
Like trust, maybe?
Even before that.
You just said love.
Well, love is our foundation.
Not trust.
No, I didn't say not trust, but there's something even before that.
I don't know.
Communication.
Oh, true.
Right?
Oh, that's true. Dang, that's bad on me.
Right? You know, but that's the thing. Like, that's the most important one.
True.
And rarely ever does anybody mention that as it being the number one thing, mm-hmm. right? And so that communication is always our door. Because before you walk in and as you're walking out, you need to be able to communicate.
That's true.
And then, you know, your four pillars. What are they? You know, that's where trust, loyalty, compromise, you know, whatever values that you have. You know, and I want to tell you that through the roof because you have to be part of the workshop to find out.
Yeah, this is just a taste.
Yes.
I'm like the drug dealer. I'm giving you a taste. If you want, you want the legit stuff, you go to her. So, like, some other events that you participate, like, I saw you do, like, mother-daughter and father-daughter brunches.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when do they typically, like, these events typically take place, like, around Mother's Day or, like, or what do they consist of?
So, really, the idea is to have adult daughters rebuild relationships with their parents, right? So, I have an amazing relationship with my parents. My parents are such badasses. I love them. And so being able to share that, you know, like, how did we get to the point where, you know, my mom is my friend, you know, and my father is my friend and we can communicate about things, right? Like, how do you get to that point? It doesn't just happen. I mean, I was an angry teen. I very much disliked my parents as a teen because I was the oldest. I had to do, you know, take care of the kids. And I remember after every time my mom said she was pregnant, it was like, another one, you know? But then I made a choice as an adult that... That's, you know, that was, my parents did the best that they could with what they had at that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to carry that with me anymore. And, you know, like my mom and I became, I've always loved my mom and we've always been good, but we didn't actually become friends until I was in my 30s and a big significant event in my life happened. And that's when she finally like connected with me and, you know, she was my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredible for that to happen.
Wow. Are you like, by any chance, do you have a book out or you're planning to write a book? Because these are like great things for a book.
Thank you. I have a draft of a book of short stories of a house cleaner's daughter.
Okay.
But not on my own personal life.
Maybe, I mean, you work with Univision, so yeah. Like, maybe they could turn it to a novella.
Yeah, right? but no, not specifically on... It's funny because I've been asked this before, not specifically on like significance of it in my life,
mm-hmm.
only because I would never want that person to get any credit for it.
Oh, okay.
And yes, that impacted me significantly enough to get to where I am right now. Absolutely. Like, I know that a lot of where I am right now would not be if I hadn't experienced that. But that was my journey. And so I don't want that incident to be highlighted as the reason why.
Yeah. I mean, you could always, well, you can't just self-publish it. I mean,
absolutely. No, I can't. I'm just talking in regards to like the, you know, what was the catalyst to, you know, you achieving what you have right now, or what was that, you know, that trigger that, you know, spearheaded you.
Oh.
And so for me, it was an incident in my life. And then I'm just kind of like, I choose not to.
So you don't want to give the person that pretty much triggered the event credit? Oh, okay.
Exactly. That's
my question. I think your most recent post, like to date, the day that we record, you're just, you took part at the sister circle, yes. Amigas for My Soul. Like, yes. What's that?
So I'm a volunteer with Amigas for My Soul. Is a nonprofit organization for women. And it does exactly what I do. It's there to, you know, motivate and empower women to be the best versions of themselves. And so I do monthly sister circles in Wilmington. And we have them throughout the city. We have Montebello, Long Beach, Orange County, downtown LA, Whittier, and then here in Wilmington. Yeah, so it's a safe space for women to come in and talk about, you know, different things going on in their life. And the sister circles are based on the monthly Monday motivational call. So on the first Monday of every month, we have a topic.
Mm.
And so right now we're doing emotional intelligence.
Okay.
And we base the circle off of that.
And like, are these other like therapists or like?
No. I'm actually the only therapist who facilitates a circle.
Uh-huh.
No, I have. Yeah, the other leaders are. Oh, actually, well, there's another therapist, actually, the one in LA. We have a financial advisor, esthetician, a teacher. So no, these are just women who are dedicated to the movement.
Is this like a panel or is this among yourselves?
No. So I facilitate the group at the Sister Circle in Wilmington.
Uh-huh.
So this is open to the community.
Oh.
So the community comes and I facilitate the group.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. And it's free.
Guys, you guys are sleeping on it.
Yes.
Hopefully like this helps, you know, somebody's able to attend.
Yes.
And tell her that you heard her here. That way she doesn't feel like it was a waste of her time.
Absolutely not a waste of time.
All right.
Great.
All right,
experience.
Cool. Yes. So far, so good, guy.
Yes.
So far, so good. All right, so, like, let's get into Univision a little bit. So, like, did you ever, like, think that you would work for them? Because, I mean, Univision's big, you know,
yes.
I covered in the beginning. Like, that's a big deal.
Yes.
You know, especially, like, a Hispanic person.
Yes.
You know?
They're the number one network.
If it's not them, it's Telemundo or
yeah.
22. I don't even know their.
Azteca.
Yeah. So,
Univision is number one.
Yeah.
So, yes, since I was little, I'm telling you, I was going to be famous.
Yeah, no, I mean, but you could have worked for, like, don't they, Univision partners up with somebody else, too? Like, they American chains, you know?
Yes.
They're pretty much owned by the same, like, person.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, so I remember as a kid, we would always pass by the 405 and mm-hmm. see the Univision building. And I would always say, like, Daddy, you know, ¿qué se necesita para trabajar ahí? And, you know, Daddy, you know, like, who works there? And is that where they shoot the, you know, the news and the novelas and all of this? And I was always very curious about that building, mm-hmm. always. And the first time I got to go, it was, like, I'm here.
Surreal.
You know, I'm here. It was awesome. And it's live television.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew how to do it. I just knew how to do it. I loved it. It's been a beautiful experience. Absolutely godsend. Absolutely.
So, like, can you tell us a little bit, like, how they approached you or, like, how they even, like, found out about you?
It's actually a really cool story. So, one of my cousins texted me. I'm at my sister's engagement party, and we just visited a cow farm, a dairy farm, right? And so, I'm driving home with my parents, and my cousin says, hey, you're like a wedding planner or marriage something, right? And I'm like, well, I'm a marriage and family therapist. I'm sure I could plan a wedding. Why? She's like, well, one of my friends is, I know someone who's with Univision, and they're looking for someone to have something to do with like marriage proposals or something.
Oh.
She's like, can I give them your number? I said, sure. So she gave him my number. This woman contacted me and, you know, kind of interviewed me, and it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I remember her telling me, she said, if they like you, you can be, there's potential here.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And I'm like, if they like me, oh my God, what does that mean? You know, and what does potential mean? And then, yeah, I've been their person.
Like, did you think that you'd be on camera, or did you feel like maybe you're going to like talk to like the anchors or something, like give them therapy?
No. I knew I wasn't going to give them therapy. Like, I knew it was going to be a segment. I knew it was going to be a segment. Yeah. So it's really cool because they, like, you know, I get my makeup done and my hair, and I don't traditionally wear makeup or much makeup at all. And so it's such a neat experience. That's like, cool. Even if I never do it again, I did it. And it was so cool.
I mean, it's kind of like checking off your bucket list type of, like, you wanted it as a child, as you were growing up, and, you know, it just happened. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, you know, and even before that, I was on 96.3, Mega 96.3, oh, okay. The reggaeton station.
Yeah.
So I did work with them for a year. Every Wednesday, I did a relationship segment for them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so I did radio for a while.
I mean, it's cool. I'm not intimidated at all. It's cool. So like,
but it's all fun. Yeah. It doesn't change who you are. It just, you know, kind of gives you a little, like, it just augments, you know, just more experiences to share.
Yeah. So like, maybe you could tell us about some of the, like, the panels. Like, I know one of them was about relationships, how like to not be the girlfriend forever or something like that.
Oh, yeah. The forever girlfriend.
Yeah. Yes, like, can you tell us a little bit about what happened? I mean, the video's up. So, I mean, just give us a little summary, I guess.
Yes. So this was about just women being in long-term relationships with no commitment. And so how do you navigate through that? And, you know, the take-home message that I have for that one is you won't get what you want unless you ask for it, mm-hmm. right? So many women are in these long-term relationships expecting that they're going to at some point get engaged. Well, unless you're talking about it, how is it going to happen?
True.
And so if you don't ask, you won't know. And so many people spend their time assuming and waiting, and then get frustrated and angry, and then they break up the relationship. Well, if you would have just asked, like, hey, do you plan on marrying me? Are we going to take this next step, whatever your next step is? Mm-hmm. If you're not having those conversations, it's not going to happen.
True. God, man, so much great advice here. I should charge for this podcast.
Right?
This would be like one of the ones I charge for. Man, you guys are so lucky. I'm so nice. And she's so nice, too.
Thank you.
Oh, man. So, like, how does that work? Like, do they give you the theme and you work around it?
Yeah, they give me the topic, and then I provide the points for them. And then I do the research and provide the information for them.
Oh.
Yeah, so some of them have been really funny because I know people who can personally relate to them. Uh-huh. And so I'll call them and say, hey, I want to talk about this. Or, you know, every time I get a topic, I'll send it to my sibling thread on text. And right away, they'll be like, and you can't talk about my friends, or you can't talk about this.
Oh.
Excuse me. So they want to make sure that I'm not, like, using their personal experience. I'm no one knows who I'm talking about. You act like they're the only person who's in a relationship with the guy who, whatever, know? So, yeah, some of them hit, you know, close to home, and some of them are so far from anything that I could have ever imagined, mm-hmm. but I'm able to provide the solid information for all of them.
So also some stuff that I noticed, like, you do this thing where it's Motivation Mondays, right? So why did you start doing that, and when did you start doing that?
So the Monday Motivational Mondays is with Amigas for My Soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm a part of them. So I was a speaker for them, I want to say maybe 2 years ago. And I support all the women who do it. So, yeah, what you see on my page is just me supporting all these women who are doing it. Yeah, and it's so cool. It's a 30-minute phone conference where you call in and you hear this amazing speaker speak on different topics.
Mm.
Yeah, I love it. And again, this is free. You just dial in.
How important is mental health for you, or like your family, like, to push it? Like, how, I mean, obviously you're in the field, but before this, like, was it important for you before you like, got into, therapy?
Well, that's a great question. I didn't even know what a therapist was when I decided this was what I was going to do. And however, looking back, I remember that I was in therapy when I was in elementary school. And I remember doing with the sandbox, like having to go see this woman once a week and go talk to her. I can go back and think about, like, oh, I was in therapy when I was a kid. And so I guess I'd always known about it. But my parents, again, I said, they're incredible people. We talk and talk and talk. Like, in my house, you do not stay mad. Mm. You are not feuding with anybody. Like, we talk about everything. So for my parents, it was very important for them to instill that in us. Like, you talk about things, you process things, you work things out. Mm-hmm. Everything is possible. Like, I grew up believing I could do whatever I want.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, like, the, I mean, not even the sky was the limit. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up in an amazing environment where you talk about things and you work things out. I mean, mind you, my dad yelled for everything. You know? So it wasn't perfect by any means, but it sure as hell was very loving. And I think that that's what my foundation is. Just, you know, I'm probably one of the most forgiving people you'll ever meet. And because for me, life is so precious that I don't want to waste it holding a grudge on you.
All right. Well, hopefully you remember that when I tell you that none of what we're done today has been recorded.
And, you know, and the thing is that I will say that's awesome. And let's just, you know,
let's do it again. Another 2 hours.
Yeah. Scott.
You know what? That kind of wraps it up. Hopefully I covered everything. I don't know if I'm missing something that you want to cover. Like, right now, if you want to jump on live, we could like discuss it there. Kind of give.
Yeah, sure.
You guys and your followers. Because now I'm going to do it. Like, I don't know. I was sleeping on it. Like, forgot that Instagram had this feature where I could add you to my live, or you could add me to your live post, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I didn't think about it with my other two guests that I had on, and I tried this approach.
It's all in timing.
All right, so hopefully you guys are awake, because I did tell you I was going to do this.
Yes.
So hopefully you guys believe me. I know I said 5 and it's 6 right now, but, you know, I'm in my own time zone, you know, like, I'm not going to defend myself to you guys. I do what I want. Thug life. So, I mean, did I cover everything? I don't know.
Yeah, but there is something that I would want to share.
Okay. Well, you want to share it?
Yeah, we can do it on live. I've never done this.
Yeah, so this is going to be a first time for me too. So, as you guys can see, I'm sitting with Esther Rosales. So, she's a licensed family and marriage therapist.
Marriage and family therapist.
Damn. I almost went through the whole show without messing up her profession, but you know, it's all good. So, like I said, so I told you guys I was gonna interview her. Hopefully you guys believe me. I know I told you guys it was gonna be earlier, but I mean, we just got into the conversation. What could I tell you guys? So I don't know if you guys have any questions for her. Like I said, she's a licensed family therapist.
Marriage
and family therapist. Damn. Even though, like, I have it written down here, I still can't.
So do the questions come up?
So far we have a couple people waving. So on my side, I don't know. Can you see them?
Oh, I see.
So Maribel gets fit. She just waved. And then
that's cute.
Other people, they're coming on, but they're not asking any questions. So I don't know if you guys want to, what if you guys did your homework and did some research. I mean, we have some of your followers here. How so cute. So maybe you should address them. Ask them.
This is so weird.
Really?
I never do this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I told you, I slept on it the last past
Maybe
two
we
episodes.
Should record each other. We probably get a better view.
No.
How do you do that?
Okay. Oh, like there's, you know, there's a little like two arrows, like a circle.
Oh, there you go.
So, okay.
Oh, see, that way they get to see you. Oh, see, they get to see your full setup. I like this better.
All right. Well, we could do this, I guess. All right, so, I mean, as you can see, like, we're waving back to you guys.
Yes.
So I don't know if you guys have any questions. Like, this is not free therapy. Keep that in mind. If you guys want therapy, like, you gotta have to make an appointment. Oh, man. I don't know what's going on with my... You got Esther. Yeah, I got Esther. Do you have any questions for her? So, Garden 3? I think that's how you say her name.
Yes. Oh, I see that.
So she mentioned that.
I need
that.
To do my research. That
Come on. Like, I told you I was going to do. I don't know if she's your follower, though. So she might be your follower.
Okay. That's cool.
So I don't know. You follow us. So maybe you have a question for us. Like, do you guys have any questions? Like, how this even came up? How me and her know each other? I mean, okay. So we covered pretty much her whole life. No, not her whole life, but basically like her practice, how she got into being a therapist, her schooling. I don't know if you guys have any questions for her for that. I asked you before we went on, I asked you if I covered everything, and you said I didn't. Like, there was still something.
You covered everything. I think just, you know, when you were asking me about how I got to doing what I did, and it just, I think it's so important. Somebody say, yes, I am Esther's follower. That's cute.
Do you hear that static?
Yes. Oh, you know why? Because my phone is resting on the mic.
Oh, okay.
Ah, see, I've never done this.
Yeah. I was like, man, that doesn't sound good.
I've never even done a live.
Oh.
Okay. So how I got to where I am now, and it's, I had a lot of people who believed in me, and I asked a whole lot of questions. Everywhere I went, I asked questions, and I still do that now. And I think that's how you open doors for yourself. You know, you don't assume anything. You don't think it's, I can't do it. You just believe you can do it, and you ask questions. And especially for all the younger listeners, get a mentor. I still have mentors in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still people who I call and I say, hey, you know, like, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? And just asking questions, that's how you do it.
All right, guys. Well, I mean, she just gave you some advice, so you should probably ask questions, guys.
Ask me questions.
So, I mean, do you have any questions for me? I usually like tell my like
this
ask my
so
followers.
Cool. All these little hearts.
Yeah.
Aww.
So I don't know if you see the people that just came on. So we have, you can say hello to Maribel Gets Fit. We have End 068. Zero.
Hold on. How do you balance family, work, and... Oh, can you go back?
How do you balance family, work...
and personal life?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a really good question. You balance it by prioritizing. You know that you need to take care of yourself first, right? So definitely taking care of yourself first, setting aside time for your family and work. So work should not be something that you feel overwhelmed or consumed by. Mm-hmm. Okay. Work is something that you go to and hopefully enjoy and you get a paycheck, right? But that's not your hobby. You have to find time. You wake up earlier, you stay up a little later to do just you. And especially when you're in a relationship, you save time for just the two of you to talk about anything that has nothing to do with bills or work or the children.
Mm.
Right. And just really how did you all start courting, like what attracted you to that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just find connections and prioritizing, that's how you find the balance. You really, really do. Ooh, yes. How do you cope with fear of new or unknown projects? Remember that fear is the root of fear is insecurities and inadequacy. So identifying what that insecurity is will eliminate that fear. Right. So if you're like, for example, when I was taking my licensing exam, I was full of fear. And I later learned that the fear was that I didn't think I could do it.
Uh-huh.
Despite the hours that I spent studying, I felt that I couldn't do it. And so it really just took into just honing into those insecurities and finding things that helped me deal with those insecurities. And then that fear was gone and I passed my licensing exam.
There you go.
It sounds easy, but
yeah.
It's not. It just really is looking deep inside of those insecurities.
All right, so we just went live, as you probably heard. I'm not sure, depending on the quality of the, because when we were recording, there was like a little staticky. So if it wasn't too bad, then I kept it in. If not, then you guys missed out. I feel like this was a great episode. Hopefully you guys agree with me. But before we end this, make sure, like, why don't you retell the people where, like, your whole social, where they could find you.
Okay, so actually let me look it up. So my website is Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, Rosales, R-O-S-A-L-E-S.com. And my Instagram is Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, R-S-L-S. And my Facebook is under Esther Rosales as well.
All right, so make sure you follow her. But before we go, you know, I love to play a game called Sevens. So Sevens is a game I like to play, basically. I like to play this because at the end of the year, I'm going to give my guests with the high score, I'm going to give them something. It's either a gift card, but I'm aiming towards a fat of myself giving you a thumbs up, all right? I mean, it could be there to remember, like, oh, man, I was on that first. That was my very first podcast.
Because you're going to make it big.
Or
so
to
that's going to be worth.
Hopefully. But or to remember, like, you never want to come here again, whatever. Hey, whatever. I mean, I'll put it up to you. I mean, that hat's yours. You could do whatever you want. You can put it on the bathroom for all I care. It's yours. It's a gift from me to you. But before I give it to you, make sure, you got to make sure you get the high score. So the high score so far is 32, set by Marty Moose. He's the author of 21 Miles of Scenic Beauty. And then this Oxnard. So make sure, if you don't know who he is, make sure you check out the episode. He wrote a book about his hometown. Check it out. I raffled it. You guys missed out. You guys, man, you guys are sleeping on it. But I'm not even going to lecture you guys anymore, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to entertain. And this is the entertaining part. All right.
Okay.
All right. So sevens, like I said. So it's seven questions. So each question, you're going to have 7 seconds to answer it. Okay. So it's going to be a total of 49 seconds.
Okay.
So we're going to keep the high score. All right. Okay. So we're going to do 2 tries.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you know the categories. So the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the corresponding music, and the 2000s, and their corresponding music. Stand-up, superhero, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award rom-com. Winners. All right, so rom-com. Well, you didn't even let me finish, but okay. So it's, I guess you don't want to win, which... It doesn't hurt at all, but all right, cool. So, like, I was going to tell you after I ended it, make sure you go for something that I'm good at, because I'm giving you the clues. You can't see my phone.
Oh.
So, I don't know about rom-coms, but you know what? It's always fun to find out if I know anything about anything, right? So, let's do rom-coms. And if we, y'all, like I said, you have, we're going to keep the high score, so you have another try.
Okay.
So this is the trial, the dry run, I guess.
Dry run.
Okay. So I mean, but if this happens to be the high score, then we're gonna keep it, all right? So like I said, 7 questions, 7 seconds each, total of 49. It's a movie about pets. You must
love dogs.
Yeah. Ooh. Not the main woman, but the
other woman.
Oh man. It's like, it's to touch and to feel vulnerable. See, I don't know. Like when you're like really in
seduction?
Love. No, we're in this, another one now.
Oh, another
so
one.
Like this is, see, we already moved on. Oh, okay. This is with, she got this girl pregnant and okay. See, nah. See, I don't know what this one, like we live in the United States of blank. And it's
America's
like,
Sweetheart.
Yeah. Ooh, you got that off of that. Okay, so it's that feeling that we oh, see, man. No.
Love.
So, okay. It was like love. Love actually. Yeah. Damn. You know all this without me having to tell you. Wow. That's what happens when you don't let me finish. You didn't let me finish to tell you. Go for something that you like. So, just for fun, I'll let you know what were the things that I was trying to say.
Okay.
So, it was must love dogs, which you got 3 points. Uh-huh. The other woman, you got 3 points. Okay. And now I didn't know what sense of sensibility was. Sense of sensibility.
Okay.
So, and moonstruck, I didn't know how to give you a clue. Okay. And then knocked up, that's the one I spaced.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then America's Sweetheart, I don't know anything about that one.
But or, I got it.
Yeah, and then without whatever clue I gave you, you were able to get it. Okay, and the Love Actually, which I've never watched.
Oh, super cute movie.
So your score, your first score is 7. I take all responsibility for this, but I felt you probably need to take some too, because you didn't let me finish.
So what are you good at?
I mean, all right, so let's do general, because usually that's where people do the best.
What about food? I don't like general.
All right, let's do food. Okay. Food, I mean, that's kind of messed up. You see my belly, but it's cool. They tell me I look like a fat version of Mark Wahlberg, and I'll take it. I'll take it.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're doing food now.
Okay.
Okay, so if you eat these, that the low, the diabetic ones, they give you really bad diarrhea. Okay, never mind. Okay, not waffles, but they're breakfast. Like they're made out of dough. All right, now. Okay, donuts, so like pancakes. Eastern people eat these. Like it's kind of like balls.
Ugh. Matzo balls.
Okay, not like it's the last course. Like when you go to dinner, the last course. It's sweet. It could be
dessert.
Sweet. Oh, what that thing you said that you don't like people to call you like when you were going to Monterey.
Coconut.
It's you put this on hot dogs. It's green. It's not pickles. It's
relish.
Okay. Blank and spice makes everything nice.
Sugar and spice.
Okay. So okay. All right. So what? The first one I spaced. I'm not take credit for that one. But it was gummy bears.
You didn't even say anything.
I said to give you diarrhea if you eat the last, like the very, like the loaf.
Diabetic.
Yeah. My bad, man. I didn't know,
Gummy bears.
And then not waffles, but pancakes. It's like breakfast.
I said pancakes.
Oh, well, you got 5 points for that one. And then falafel, that's the Eastern.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
It's little balls. And then not like it's the last course. It's like sweet dessert. You only got 1 point. And then the coconut, I guess I took too long to explain it. And then you got relish and you got sugar. So you got 13.
Can we have the 13 plus the 7?
No, that's how it works.
This was all on you.
That exactly. Well, I mean, I feel that the first one would have gone better if you would have just...
Nah, I don't like finish. General. See, this was more fun.
All right. Well, I mean, there you go. Like
it's,
I said.
You know, it's not always about winning. It's the journey. It was great. Angel, this was so fun. Thank you.
Before we go, I got to give you guys my plugs. All right. So you found me somehow, but still, if like, let's say you don't know, like you're listening on somebody else's car or phone or whatever. So you can find me on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. You can find me everywhere except Spotify, but I am working on it. All you gotta do is look up Let Me Know Pod. That's L-E-M, not L-E-T. If you might hit autocorrect, just make sure you go back and fix that. So you can also find me on iTunes. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. All you gotta do is look up Let Me Know Pod and I should pop up. All right, so you hear music in the background. If you wanna, maybe you're an artist and you want to be featured somewhere on the episode, make sure to send your music to letmeknowpod@gmail.com. If you wanna be a follower, if you wanna be a guest, or maybe you have a segment, you just played sevens, maybe you have a game that you think they'll be a good fit for the podcast, make sure you send me an email to letmeknowpod@gmail.com. God, man, that was a lot. Oh, well, before I forget, I always forget this part. I have stickers, guys. I mentioned that the stickers, I thought that's how we met at first, but apparently I was wrong. But I do have stickers. So if you want a sticker, make sure you send me a DM or send me an email. We have a voicemail. So maybe you want to be featured on the episode. Tell me a story. Ask me a question. Make sure you leave me a voicemail. So the number is 424-261-9005. 424-261-9005. So make sure you leave me a voicemail. And if I like it, I'll put you on the episode. How about that? All right, guys. Well, I think that's it for me. I did a lot of talking and, you know, she has things to do, people to see and places to walk, you know, and therapeutic, therapize people. All right, guys. But before I go, I just want to thank you. Thank you for, you know, listening and thank you for letting me be a part of your day. All right, guys, so next week, I'll see you guys. Bye.
Darling, darling, I'll turn the lights back on now. Watching as the credits all roll down and crying. You know we're playing to a full house. No heroes, villains, one to blame. While wilted roses fill the stage and the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece, but in the end for you and me, hold this show, it can't go on. We used to have it all, but now's our curtain call. So hold for the applause, oh, 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 oh. And wave out to the crowd and take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go, but at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.